Welcome to Jack Haley's Log Cabin Jamboree. Southern Melody is brought to you by the makers of Log Cabin Syrup, America's largest selling fine table syrup, with that rich, real maple flavor to give your pancakes, waffles, and hot biscuits that final touch of relief. Here he comes now, the greatest comedian on the air, the swellest pal any man could have, a fellow who is known for his graciousness, his charm, and his good fellowship, a man among men.
All right, Warren.
A man whose character is beyond reproach from the rock-bound coast of Maine to the sunny shores of California.
All right, Warren.
And not only that, his record for honesty and integrity is one that any man will be proud of in this or any other country. And let me say further that my association with him has been one of immeasurable, pleasurable, boundless joy. I give you my friend, your friend, our nation's friend, Jack Haley.
My friend, if I'm elected, what kind of an introduction is that? What is this, Warren?
Well, Jack, you're worthy of it. You're the best boss I ever had. And besides, there's only 12 more days before Christmas.
Oh, so that's it. I wondered why everyone has been so nice to me. I wondered why the doorman was so pleasant when I came in the studio. He opened the door, bowed, and said, Mr. Haley, I'd like to see you have a nice show tonight.
Well, what does he usually say?
Mr. Haley, I'd like to see you have a nice show tonight.
Jack, I'm not being nice to you just because Christmas is here and I expect a present, but now that you brought it up...
Who brought it up?
I don't know.
I don't believe in exchanging Christmas presents.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Wendy.
Why, Jack, I've never seen you look so marvelous in all my life. You look perfectly wonderful.
Well, it won't do you any good, and you can take back your present now.
How did you guess I had a Christmas present?
Well, how did you guess that I look wonderful?
Now, Jack, you better think twice before you turn this Christmas present down. I bought it at Bullock's, and they told me there were only two of them in the country. And Jack Denny has the other one.
Oh, now you're working on my curiosity. What is it, Wendy?
An orange beret.
An orange beret? Oh, Wendy.
And not only that, Jack. You can turn it inside out and wear it. Because the other side is midnight blue.
Midnight blue? Oh, then I can wear it formal. Lovely.
Now, what are you going to get me, Jack?
Well, after that, I think I'll get you a fur neck piece. I saw a beauty in the window for $11 and a half.
A fur piece for $11 and a half? Is it any good?
It's the cat. Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Ted.
Oh, boy, am I exhausted. What's the matter, Ted?
I had to do my Christmas hocking early.
Christmas hocking? You mean Christmas shopping.
Don't tell me what I had to do. Boy, am I tired. You know, they ought to have Christmas come at a different time of the year.
What do you mean, Ted?
Why'd they have it come when all the stores are crowded?
Now, Ted, you mustn't talk like that. You must keep up the Christmas spirit.
Jack, there is no Christmas spirit. Why, I remember before I was married, I used to hang up my stocking and find presents in them. And now? Now, I hang up my pants and find my wife in them.
Didn't you hang up your stocking last Christmas?
Sure.
What did you find in it?
In one of my socks, I found a beautiful gold wristwatch. Boy, was I mad.
You mean that made you mad?
Sure. I found the bill in the other sock.
Come on, Jack, let's not dilly-dally. What are you going to get me for Christmas?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking of getting you a bathing suit.
What would you like in a bathing suit?
Cal Lombard. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
No, Ted, I'm serious. Listen, what are you going to give me?
I'm getting you a cute little bell to put on your gate.
What would I be doing with a gateway? I even haven't got a house.
You must have. I heard the sponsor say he was going to give you the gate.
Clay said, before I take a fence.
There's a letter in a package from Mr. Gerald Zanuck.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, ain't you forgotten something?
Oh, yes, pardon me. Merry Christmas, son, and a Happy New Year.
You're really all right. All you spend is a holiday.
Impertinent fellow. Why should he say that, Warren? Am I different than other people?
No, you're always the same. There's no change in you.
Thanks, Warren. Anyway, would you mind reading that letter and it just came in with the packets from Mr. Zanuck?
Sure, I'll be glad to, Jack. Dear Jack, I am sending under separate cover the script of your next picture. I got the title for the picture from the first scene. This scene opens in, with the three rich brothers sitting on you. The picture is called Three Men on a Corpse.
A corpse? Well, that means there's no life in me.
P.S. I've been telling you that for months.
Well, come on, tell me, what is the story about? What do I do?
Well, it's a Secret Service story. Now, as the picture opens, the three rich brothers are trying to uncover a smuggling ring. They're looking for opium. Suddenly, a Chinaman comes in with the dope. And he says...
And I say, when did I come in?
With the Chinaman. Well, at once, the three rich brothers draw their guns. The Chinaman draws a huge firecracker.
A firecracker? Won't he have to have a pump to light it?
He has. You're still there.
Now
the action becomes fast and furious.
Yes?
The Chinaman picks you up and casts you at the Rich Brothers. He casts you right back at the Chinaman. He casts you right back at the Rich Brothers. He casts you right back.
I'm certainly well cast in this picture. Who finally gets me?
The warden. The warden gets you. See, Jack, you're now in prison. You got a telephone call from your sweetheart, Alice Faye.
I do? Well, how does she get my number?
Well, she saw your shirt hanging in the prison yard. She tells you that she's tried and tried to raise your bail by calling on all your friends.
Yeah? Well, does she get it?
Unfortunately, he said no.
He said no.
But Jack, here's where you really got a chance to do a great dramatic bit.
Well, it's about time. What do I do, Warren?
Well, you're about to go to the electric chair. But you do get a pardon from the woman governor.
A woman governor pardons me?
Yes.
Isn't that just like a woman to never let a man finish a sentence?
And now here comes your big scene. As they open the cell door, Alice Faye rushes past the guards and falls at your feet. And right here, Alice Faye does the greatest acting the screen has ever portrayed.
But I thought you said that I had a great dramatic scene. Where do I come in?
Well, we show a shot of your feet next to Alice Faye's face.
Well, I hope I have a shine. I want to look my best.
Well, Jack, I suppose you'd rather have your face next to Alice Faye's feet.
What? And have people say I'm going to the dog? I don't want to hear any more, Warren. I'm going to call Mr. Zanuck up and straighten this out. Let me have that telephone. Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me Happy Rock, 3171. I mean Gladstone, 3171.
I'm moaning with my feet.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Hello, I want to talk to Mr. Zanuck. This is Jack Haley. Oh, yeah? Well, don't be so funny.
What's the matter, Jack?
Oh, the telephone operator. She thinks she's smart.
What did she say?
I said, this is Jack Haley, and she said, hiya, foot. Operator. Oh, I'm too nervous. Ted, take this phone and get me Mr. Zanuck, will you please? Operator, let me talk to Mr. Zanuck. Z, you know, like in Czar. What? Czar starts with a C. You're thinking of Kaiser. Look, I want Z. Z, don't you know your alphabet? Z. A like an antipathy. B like an bureaucratic. C like an chiropractician. D like an distinct. E like an expedition. F like an Philadelphia. G like an get up.
Right,
H like an hole.
All right, give it to me, the phone.
I like an eyewash.
Right.
J like an Jill Stevens. K like an kaleidoscopic. L like an raw cabin soap.
No, that one wasn't hard.
M like an misrepresentation. N like an Ostaglia. O like an Boswell. P like an Philadelphia. That's Pennsylvania.
Who?
U like an cucumber. R like an orange.
Give me the baton. Come on, Virginia. Sing.
Now, when I was a kid and went to school, gee, I never could learn anything by rule in reading and writing and arithmetic. But my how those history lessons did stick, for Columbus was the discoverer of America. And he sailed the sea in 1492. But the good Queen Isabella found a more attractive fella, and Columbus wound up in the jug-a-roo. Let that be a lesson to you. Everybody meets his Waterloo. He wasn't too big to end up behind the eight ball. And remember, buddy, there is still a lot of room for you. Now everybody knew of the gentleman they call Balboa. He discovered the Pacific just by chance. But you see how short his fame was. They've even forgotten what his name was. If you say Balboa, they go into the dance. Now let this be a lesson to you. You know, there's still a lot of room in Waterloo. For Napoleon was the fightingest man you ever saw. Everybody that he fought with, he subdued. But the king and the queen sent him off to St. Helena just because they didn't like him. Now he too met his Waterloo. So let this be a lesson to all of you. Mr. Samson once was the mightiest man upon the earth. He could lift a million pounds, just think of that. Ah, but his muscles couldn't save him, 'cause he let Delilah shave him. And when she got through, he couldn't lift his hat. So let that be a lesson to you. Everybody meets his Waterloo. He wasn't too big, went up behind the eight ball. And remember, buddy, there is still a lot of room for you.
Company like in Wisteria, X like in asparagus, Y like in Wyoming, Z like in Mr. Zanuck. Look, Zanuck, Z like in zebra. Look, do I have to go over this alphabet again? Zanuck. Yeah, that's right, Zanuck. Oh, he's not in.
Never mind, Ted. By the way, folks, that was Virginia Barrow saying, let that be a lesson to you. What is it you wanted to say, Warren?
Well, Jack, winter's here, and the days are getting colder and colder, especially the morning. And that means it's time for good, substantial breakfast that stay by you.
I know just what you're going to suggest, Mr. Holt. Pancakes and log cabin syrup.
Indeed I am. You know, that's a breakfast a man packs away with a will and a relish. Pancakes with plenty of luscious maple-flavored log cabin syrup.
Oh, yes. And in my home, the children are just as fond of pancakes and log cabin syrup as my husband is.
Right again. Children do go for pancakes and log cabin syrup. And what a healthy, nourishing breakfast that makes for the youngsters. Chock full of the energy they need for school or play. So tomorrow morning, why not make up a batch of light and tender pancakes or some crisp waffles? Bring them on and watch the family go for them. But be sure the log cabin syrup is within reach of everybody, because your pancakes and waffles won't be at their best unless you give them that rich, extra maple flavor of log cabin. It's America's favorite and largest-selling fine table syrup. Log cabin syrup comes in three convenient sizes. I suggest you buy the big size. You will save money. And be sure to look for the unique log cabin container next week at your grocery.
Oh, Virginia, come here a minute, will you? I want to ask you something.
Yes, Jack?
Virginia, would you like to go out with me tonight after the show?
Oh, where to, Jack?
Oh, I'll take you to the Coconut Grove, and then I'll take you to the Trocadero, then the Clover Club, and we'll wind up at the Brown Derby.
Gee, won't that cost a lot of money?
Oh, don't tell me that you're broke. Huh? I'm only kidding, Virginia. You know, sometimes you act like, I've never gone out with a girl before.
Well, have you?
Sure. I used to go with a school teacher, but I had to give her up.
What happened?
Well, every night that I didn't show up, she wanted a written excuse for my mother. No kidding, Virginia. I want to ask you, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, I'll tell you, Jack. I haven't got a dime to my name. And really, I don't care for wealth or for fame. I've only one desire. Here's all that I require. I don't want any ermine coat here, and the diamond ring would never do. But in my Christmas letter, I told Santa Claus to bring me you.
Other presents might come in handy. Couldn't you use a little thing or two?
No, Jack, in my Christmas letter, I told Santa Claus to bring me you. The jingle bells are ringing through the hills and dells. The jingle bells are ringing, but I would much rather hear those wedding bells. Oh, everything will be fine and dandy, and I hope come true. For in my Christmas letter, I told Santa Claus to bring you.
I don't want any skates or candy, and a choo-choo train will never do. But in my Christmas letter, I told Santa Claus to bring you.
As far as I'm concerned, you can leave out the silk and satins, and gee, Jack, a limousine would be taboo.
In my Christmas letter, I told Santa Claus to bring you. The jingle bells are ringing through the hills and dells. The jingle bells are ringing, but I would much rather hear those wedding bells, through the hills and dells.
Everything will be fine and dandy, and I hope come true.
Here's what we told Santa in our letter.
That I don't want ermine.
I don't want a tie.
Dad, I don't want diamonds.
Neither do I. But all I really want is you. Thank you. That was Virginia Vail and yours truly singing I Told Santa Claus to Bring Me You. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Jack, it's about time for another of your fairyland stories.
Oh, no, Warren, not tonight. Some other night.
All right, Jack, it's okay with me. Ladies and gentlemen...
Oh, now, wait a minute, Warren. You can't do that. I'll tell a fairyland story.
No, you won't either.
Oh, I was only kidding. After all, I do like to be coaxed.
Well, I'll leave it up to the rest of the cast. Hey, listen, gang. You want to hear Jack tell another one of his fairyland stories?
Tonight's story is about my great-great-uncle, Colonel Horatio Haley, a flower of the South, though slightly potted. As the story opens, Colonel Horatio was on his plantation. During the days of the Civil War, the South was rife with excitement, fear. I've heard enough. I want to tell you, boy, in my hide, I'm going to shoot. I caught you again. I'll teach you a lesson.
Oh, please, Colonel Haney, please don't shoot.
I'm going to shoot, and no one's going to stop me.
Y'all's going to be sorry, Colonel. Y'all's are letting your hasty judgment get the best of y'all. Your hand ain't steady. Now, please don't shoot.
Ah, good enough. I'm going to shoot right now.
Hand me them dice. You paid me.
We ain't got no money, Colonel. We've been working on this here racehorse farm of yours for 5 years, and he ain't paid us any salaries. We's all going on a sit-down strike.
All going on a sit-down strike?
Yeah, all except the jockeys.
Doggone it. Rastus, you all is a sorehead.
Well, what about the jockeys?
He's just the opposite. Why, can my hide, you fellas ain't got no ambition to work. All except Snowball. He never looks at the clock. He's the first one to start and the last one to finish. Ain't that right, Snowball? That's a good racehorse. This here horse certainly looks like a real thoroughbred. You know, before his last race, people called him War Admiral.
Well, what did they call him after the race?
Rear Admiral.
Oh, Daddy. Daddy, dear.
Well, can my hide if it ain't my daughter. I ain't seen her since she went to Hollywood to try and get a job and Gone with the Wind.
I've been up on the roof taking a sun bath.
Well, then, are you scarlet?
Yeah.
Well, tan my hide.
Oh, Daddy, I was all excited. I just received a letter from my sweetheart. He's a working up north as a man servant.
I don't want to hear about that rat butler. I hate them.
Oh, but Daddy, you all sent him away. I love him.
You must forget that, traitor. I would have given him my hospitality. But when I saw him getting dressed one day, I lost my head. Him sitting there in his union suit. And him laughing at my southern drawl.
Must forget your silly notions about the North and South. Why should you hate the Yankees so much?
I had $2 on the Giants, that's why.
Well, anyway, he's a coming here to give me a ring.
Well, you write and tell him that a Southern Belle doesn't need a ring. Wahoo! Mother, you better go out and get dressed. I'm giving a ball tonight in honor of your engagement to Major Hall.
But I love that rat butler.
You marry Major Hall.
Oh, you're breaking my heart, Father. But we Southern gals can take it.
That's good. That's the never-give-up spirit, daughter. Why, when I was young, I had a lot of trouble with your mother about the marriage question, too.
Grown-up?
Yes, I had to ask her 6 times before she said no.
But when her father came to talk to you about it, you all married her, didn't you?
Yeah, quick as a bullet. Now run along and get dressed, daughter, and on your way out, send in Jackson, my faithful servant. Tell him to bring me a meat julep.
Very well, Father.
Tonight is going to be a happy night in my life. The engagement of my daughter, Scarlett, to Major Hull. The two first families of the South in a happy union. Who said union? That must be Jackson with my mint julep. Come in. Here's your mint julep, son. Oh! And my hide. Why, you wasted 2 of my mint juleps and broken 2 glasses. Pardon my sudden accident. I should have known better than to have Theory to play that part. Well, never mind. I'm going up to sleep until it's time for the ball. I'm going upstairs now. Hand me my cane, Jackson. Here is your cane, showing up. Boy, your accent is sure from Dixie. Give me the cane.
Why, Milder, are you crazy? You're eating your cane.
I know it's pure Southern cane like they use in making log cabin syrup. Are you listening, Sponsor?
Yeah, man.
Father, the guests are here. Y'all dressed yet?
Yes, child. I'll be down in a minute. I'm brushing my teeth. Come on, Scarlett. Let's go downstairs and greet the guests. Good evening, folks. Good evening.
Hey, there's someone at the door. It must be another guest. Have him come in, Scarlett.
Yeah, Daddy. My rat, darling.
How dare you, sir? Young man, before you kiss my daughter, you should ask me if it's all right.
It's too late. I already kissed her, and believe me, it's all right.
Young man, is that a uniform you're wearing?
Frankly, I'm from the Union.
Northern Union?
No, Western Union. Yeah, I got a massage for you.
A massage?
Yeah, the North just won another rubber.
Remind me to write a letter to that Eli Culberson. The South ain't won a hand for 2 years. Come in.
Colonel Haley?
Yes, sir.
Can you spare a dime for a cup of coffee?
Certainly. Here you are, sir.
Well, thank you, sir.
Who was that?
That was a panhandler. He's mooching through Georgia. Jackson, come here.
Yaza, Maza.
Three-mint julep and use the tall glasses.
Yaza, and I'll pass a taller glass of Maza.
By the way, Jackson, I'll need money to buy my daughter a wedding present, so you better go out and pick cotton.
Yaza, show enough. Georgia cracker and other southern expressions.
I came to arrest Rat Butler's a spy.
Oh, you must save him, Daddy. I love him so much.
Don't worry, sir. I'll save you. I'll save you.
Hey, stop saving me. What am I, coupons?
The enemy has us surrounded. In 2 minutes, we'll be wiped out unless something's done.
Yes, we gotta get a message through to Robert E. Lee. Jackson!
Yaza?
Get General Lee on the telephone at once.
Yaza?
Come under us reinforcements or we'll be doomed. And I do mean doomed.
Operator, get me Robert E. Lee. Lee. A, like an antipathy. B, like a bureaucratic.
Important news for every woman listening. It's about a special holiday offer, and here it is. Of course, you know how important a good griddle is, and the copper griddle is top for making light and tender pancakes. So the makers of Log Cabin Syrup offer you a genuine Log Cabin copper griddle, beautifully finished in chromium plate, a griddle that will always make your pancakes successful. This solid copper griddle is made by the Revere Copper Company, has a retail value of $1.50 or more, and has been thoroughly tested, guaranteed to give complete satisfaction. It's 7 3/4 inches in diameter, light in weight, and has a non-heat conducting handle that's easy to hold. Besides being ideal for your pancakes and waffles, you'll find this griddle perfect for frying bacon or sausages and many other things. Now here's how to get your $1.50 value Log Cabin copper griddle. Buy a supply of Log Cabin syrup and get a sales slip from your grocer. Mail the sales slip together with only 50 cents in stamps or coins and your name and address to Log Cabin Syrup, Battle Creek, Michigan. I'll repeat that. Your name and address, a proof of purchase of a container of Log Cabin Syrup, and only 50 cents in stamps or coins to Log Cabin Syrup, Battle Creek, Michigan. This offer is for a limited time only. Remember, you get it for 1/3 its retail value. So send for your griddle right away. Your money back if you're not completely delighted.
This is Jack Haley, your man Saturday night, asking you to be my pal Sunday by using Log Cabin syrup on your pancakes and waffles. So good night from Wendy Barry, Virginia Barrow, Warren Hull, and Ted Fiorito. Until next week, when again you'll be...
Saturday. Saturday night from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. 1/2 hour with Believe It or Not Bob Ripley, and at 8:30 another big Log Cabin Jamboree from Hollywood starring Jack Haley.
Heard on the program was a selection, Let That Be a Lesson to You, from Hollywood Hotel. This is the National Broadcasting Company.